makes no sense at all. Basically, a young girl from Donegal who was working as an intern with my newspaper on the J-1 visa perfectly legally in America. She wrote an article saying how much America meant to her, what a fantastic experience it was. Talked about working on the newspaper and the magazine, and also about working part-time in a bar. And the people who gave her the visa were apparently scanning and snooping around on the web. They came across this article, realized that in the worst case imaginable, if you could possibly imagine, she was probably barely in breach of her visa, called her up and said they were reporting her to the U.S. authorities, and basically sent her a letter demanding she get out of the country and turned her in to the U.S. authorities. In 30 years in journalism in America, I've never seen anything like it. Well, what we're doing is we've got her a lawyer, and we think that hopefully she can avoid that. But it's just an unbelievable thing for an Irish organization to do, too.
This group has part-funded at least $250,000 from the Irish government.
Yeah, that's what makes it particularly tough for people. And, you know, this is a classic young Irish girl from Donegal getting her chance at the American dream, very happy, very dedicated, looking forward to the future, and just treated very, very badly by an Irish organisation, which unfortunately Irish taxpayers are paying for.